I have a few things that I would like for us to think about together this morning. And I have several questions to ask you. What are you thankful for? Why are you thankful? When should we be thankful? Where are you thankful? How do you give thanks? And to whom are you thankful? You know, most people ask, what are you thankful for? Don't they? Especially, or almost exclusively, at this time of year. I was in school the other day, and we do little activities with the special ed class and all the classes, and they have these cut and paste things, and it's got two whole pages of little rectangles that has writing on it. I'm thankful for my mom, my dad, my family. I'm thankful for my TV. I'm thankful for, you know, my brother, my sister. Thankful for money was one of them on there. And that was a big hit with the kids. But that's the only time of the year that we think about it. Isn't that sad? Now, the answer usually to that question is, what are you thankful for? It's usually has to do with the things that we possess, or our family, or our health. And those things are certainly deservedly to be thankful for. But all of those things wither like the grass in the wintertime, don't they? You got your health today, but you might not have it tomorrow. You have your money today, but somebody can steal it. You have your family today, but they could be gone in one fell swoop. Just ask Job. He lost a lot, didn't he? But what was Job's declaration? After he found out that he had lost his family, what did he say? The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now that's a thankful attitude, isn't it? I'm glad that we as a country have set aside a day to commemorate giving thanks. I'm glad that we thought enough of being thankful that we set aside a particular day. But you know what? I fear that day has caused a lackadaisical attitude in our thankfulness. That's the only time that we should be thankful. It bothers me. Does it bother you? First Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. King David wrote extensively about giving thanks. I'm just going to read a few of them. Psalm 97 and 12. David said, "Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness." Psalm 119:62 says, "At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto Thee because of Thy righteous judgments." Psalm 105 says, "O give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people." And repeatedly David said, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." He said that repeatedly, many times, over and over and over. Mercy was the reason for David's giving of thanks. Now, let me ask you a few more questions. How long is God holy? How often are His judgments righteous? How long is God good? How long does His mercy endure? So, the answer is, at all times and in all circumstances, forever. So, if all of those things are in all circumstances and at all times and forever, His righteous judgments, His mercy, His loving kindness, His goodness, His holiness, if all those things are lasting forever and they are at all times, then how long should our giving of thanks be? The answer is the same. At all times, in all circumstances, forever. Giving thanks. You know, we usually give thanks very shallowly, don't we? I don't want to get too fast today. I want us to really think about this, though. When we give thanks, it's either rote or just something we repeat, or it's something that we just don't put a lot of stock in. We don't really mean it. It's things that we say that we don't really mean. You know, the word thank you is used today, decreasingly, I might add. You don't hear thank you a whole lot, do you? Not really much anymore. But when it is used, normally it's used very shallowly or for shallow things. It kind of reveals our heart and our attitude. Remember that cup that I told you I got for Christmas one time and I said thank you and I really didn't mean it? Y'all remember that? Talking about that? I said thank you and I really didn't mean it because on the inside I was like, I already got one of these. That's how we give thanks, isn't it? Like, I don't really need this, but thanks for thinking about me. We're kind of pitiful, aren't we? I want to look at a few places. The attitude of our heart matters. This thankfulness will be revealed, or it will reveal the attitude of our heart. You can give thanks wrong. You can be thankful from a wrong perspective. Now, do y'all remember the two men that went to the temple to pray? One was a Pharisee. The other was a publican, the tax collector, that was hated by everybody. The Pharisee was the good man, you know, the one that put the broad phylacteries and wanted to be real showy in his godliness, or his piousness at least. And what was his prayer? What did he say in his prayer? He said, God, I thank thee. If he would have stopped right there, maybe it would have been accepted. But he didn't. He said, God, I thank thee that I'm not like other men. Extortioners, liars, revelers, and a whole long list of things that he put in there. He said, I give my tithes and I fast 2 or 3 days a week. And last of all, I thank you, God, that I'm not like this publican. This man here, that's next to me, or here. Do you think, now, was he thankful? He said he was. I don't know if he really was or not. I think he was thankful in his realm. I think he was thankful, really, that he was not like other bad men. I really think that he was thankful that he was so good that he thought that he was untouchable, I guess. I don't know. But what a bad attitude. It revealed his self-righteous attitude, didn't it? Our giving of thanks sometimes does that. What we're thankful for reveals what we have in our heart. His giving of thanks revealed what was in his heart. He gave thanks that he was not like all those sinner people. He was thankful that he was so good. He had a very high opinion of himself, and he was the only one. God didn't have a high opinion of him. He got what he was looking for. Did you know that? You know those people that are self-righteous? They get what they're looking for because they make long prayers and that they may be seen of men and have the praise of the same. He got what he was looking for. Verily, he had his reward. But the publican, when he prayed, he didn't even feel worthy to lift up his eyes towards heaven, and he smote his breast, looking down at the ground, and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And do you know what happened? That man went to his house justified rather than the other man, or the man that thought himself to be good. So who got what they were asking for or seeking? Both of them got what they were seeking for. But the sinner got the real thing, didn't he? He got what was needful for him. He got mercy. I want to talk a little bit about this. There are some consequences for being unthankful. And I'm just going to read a little bit. It's in Romans chapter 1. Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, or suppress it instead of hold it, suppress it. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because, and this is why they're without excuse, because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. I don't want to dwell on this, but I want us to realize that there are some consequences to being unthankful, living with an ungrateful heart. And being unthankful. You may be turned over to yourself. Think about this. I think of this like a parent thinks about it. Children, y'all all know, y'all have all had children, except for Tal and a few others in here, that your children, you are more apt to give them blessings and be happy to give them blessings when they're what? Grateful and thankful. You still care for them if they're not. But it doesn't put a good taste in your mouth, does it? When you give them something and they turn away. And they give you no gratefulness. No thanks. No thank you. Not even anything. They take it and they go their way. Insolent children. Hard to suffer that, isn't it? That is the beginning of a dark path for a child like that. In the same way, it is the beginning down a dark path for God's children when we're not thankful to Him. So, let's keep that in mind. Now, as we go forward into this, I want you to, I'm going to give you a quote from a dear friend of mine, wise man. His name is Kevin Lofton. He said, "Show me a thankful man, and I'll show you a happy man." That is right, isn't it? Because a person that's thankful and grateful, they have been given a great blessing, and they know it, and they realize it. And I want you to think about this. The person that is giving thanks has already been given something. If you haven't been, if it hasn't been given or promised something, if they haven't that something that they would do something for them, if you haven't been given anything, why in the world would you be thankful? Y'all, I'm breaking this down. Y'all got it? Yeah, that person that's thankful has already... I'm not going to thank Sonia for putting this up here if she didn't put it up here. Right? So she put it up here and I'm thankful for it. Thank you. Now, it might be a drink of water to a thirsty person, or it may be a morsel of bread or meat to a hungry person. You see how this works? The person that gives thanks declares that he was in need of something that was supplied. The person that gives thanks it declares that you, well, it's not just something that you needed. It could have been something that you didn't expect or know about, even something you didn't ask for. Do y'all see that? The person that gives thanks is doing it because something was done or given to them. Maybe they asked for it, maybe they didn't. Y'all see that? But they got it, or at least the promise of it, first. Then they gave thanks. Got to get the cart before the horse on this. Who are the ones that should be thankful? And where should we be thankful? Isaiah 51 says in verse 1, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody." Now let's break this down. He's talking to Isaiah was a prophet, to the Jews, and he's telling them, look where you got your beginning. We've been talking about it in Bible study. Abraham and Sarah. But this has a deeper meaning than that. This is they ought to look to them. But your beginning goes back before Abraham was. And their beginning was too. When you look at this, I want you to look at the real rock from which you were hewn, because you're not a physical child of Abraham. You're not a descendant of Abraham. You're not Jewish. But you got to go farther back than that to look to the rock from which you were hewn. You know what hewn means? It means cut out of, cut from, cut from. You ever heard that saying, cut from the same cloth? Same thing. And not only should we ought to look to the rock from which we were hewn, but we also ought to look to the hole of the pit from whence we were digged. You know, it's hard to be thankful if you don't know where you came from. It's hard to be thankful if you think that you deserve what you get. Amen. Do y'all understand that? If you think that you deserve something, then you're not going to be very thankful for it. It's what somebody ought to do for you because you're so good. Right. The people that are the happiest are the humblest. The people that are the most thankful are the ones that realize their need. He says in this, you look to them. You don't forget where you came from. You don't forget from, I bet the Shulamite never forgot where she started out when Solomon took her into his own house. Into his own house. Blessed her. Cleaned her up. Gave her a name. She went from a pauper to being a queen. So many rags to riches stories, accounts in the scriptures, aren't there? So what really are we thinking about today? We're thinking about how, why, who, what, when, where, why, and how to be thankful. Do you deserve anything that you've gotten from God? No. If you think you have, then you're not very thankful. You won't be thankful if you think you deserve it. And if God takes it away, guess what? Be thankful. Be thankful. You remember the Simon the Pharisee? You know, the Pharisees really not on any good ends of these examples, are they? Simon the Pharisee, Jesus went to his house. Remember that? And as he was reclined there at the table to eat, a sinning woman appears. And she broke an alabaster box full of ointment. And she anointed his head with oil. The ointment. She washed his feet with the tears of her eyes. That's a lot of crying. And she dried his feet with the hair of her head. And the Pharisee said in his heart, if this man would have known what kind of woman this was, what her profession was, what her reputation was, he would not have allowed her to touch him. And the Lord knew what he said in his heart. And he said, Simon, I got to ask you something. He said, Master, say on. He said, which one? He said, a debtor had two a creditor had two debtors. One owed, I can't remember the numbers, one owed $5 and one owed $1 million in today's money, basically. And he said he frankly forgave them both. Which one do you think will love him the most? The Pharisee says, I suppose he whom he forgave the most. And Jesus said, thou hast rightly judged. He said, when I came in here, you didn't do anything for me. You didn't give me any water to wash my feet. You didn't anoint my head. You didn't give me a kiss. He said, but this woman, she hasn't ceased to kiss my feet since I've been here. Washing my feet. Anointing my head with oil. And you have basically been ungrateful to me. And this woman loves much because she has been forgiven much. But you, he didn't say it, but he said it. He says, you unthankful, ungrateful Pharisee, you are loved little because you feel that you don't need to be forgiven much. So who was more thankful? Who was more grateful? Was it the one that offered his home and opened up his home to Jesus? Or the woman who ministered unto him and cried, shed tears? That's giving thanks. That's giving thanks. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness or shadow of turning. So every good gift that we have, we didn't earn, did we? Every good gift and every perfect gift. You know, I don't want to be like me and say thank you, but not really mean it. At God's gifts. His gifts are good. And His gifts are perfect. And He doesn't change. And He doesn't take them back. God doesn't give the way that we do. This is a big subject. Did you know in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul says, you remember there where it says, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift? You remember that spot? It's right in the middle of Paul's talking about their care for the other churches and taking up a collection to help other people, other churches. He says, that, and he goes through all that, and he says, now, thanks be, and it doesn't really even seem to fit there. It's just like a random verse. You wouldn't think that it fit. But he says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. He says, if you think about what God did for you in that gift of salvation, in the gift of Jesus Christ, you think about that when you give to help someone else. Because really, this is the whole reason why we give, is because Jesus Christ gave it all. He gave it all. And Paul says, thanks be unto God. That's who we ought to be giving our thanks to. And the reason that we ought to be thankful, you know, what are you thankful for? For his unspeakable gift. Why is it unspeakable? Because you could speak from now until the day that you die, and you could not speak all about that good gift. You couldn't tell about the many facets of it. You couldn't explain how wonderful it is. You couldn't deliver an oration to anybody that could put any more gloss on it. Man, I tell you, God's unspeakable gift is so unspeakable, and it's that we don't have words to explain how unspeakable it is. Because he did for us and gave to us what we couldn't, what we first needed but couldn't acquire. We needed that, and he gave it to us. We couldn't acquire it on our own. He had to impute it to us, his righteousness. You know, you think about that. It's a... It's a good... I'm going to say this kind of loosely, and you'll understand. I hope you understand what I mean by this. It was a bad deal, but a good trade. It was a bad deal for Jesus. I don't think really, because it was joy. It was, he was joy. That's why I say it. It's not all the way true. But it was... I mean, he gave his life for us. Now, it's a great deal for us, wasn't it? Yeah. We didn't have to do anything. But you know what? There is something that we ought to do. I mean, you think about the transfer of riches there. Paul said it again there in 2 Corinthians a little bit later on. He says, for though he was rich, yet he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be made rich. Now that's a transfer of wealth, isn't it? God did that for you, on your behalf. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. What a wonderful thing to give thanks for. Remember, you don't give thanks unless it's first been given to you. Why would you give thanks for something that you don't have? Or that you are not in possession of? Or that you have no surety that it's, that the promised thing is going to come to pass? Why would you give thanks for that when it's not sure? There's so much in here. In Hebrews, I believe it's chapter 13. Nope. Yeah. Verse 15. Let's start in 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. When are you supposed to do it? When are you supposed to give thanks? Continually. How are you supposed to give thanks? It says, by him. By him. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. What should you offer? Praise to God. Continually, that is, and what is the praise? That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Do you know what pleases God? What pleases you as a parent? When you have a child that is unthankful and ungrateful and takes and takes and takes and never returns? Or the one that gives you a big old hug at the smallest of things, even when you are just doing your normal daily things of providing for them, they come up and say, thank you, Mama, for fixing my breakfast, when she does it every day. Which one would please you as a parent? God is pleased when we turn to thank him. You remember the 10 lepers? What happened? They all had leprosy. They all needed cleansing. They all asked for it. And God did it. Jesus did it. He healed them. They all turned to go away. And then one of them turned back and gave thanks to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, where are the nine? Were not 10 cleansed? You know there was rejoicing in heaven over that one that gave thanks? God was pleased with that one. And we're not talking about Pharisees here. We're talking about lepers. 9 of them just went their merry way. They didn't turn again to give thanks. So the next time somebody asks you, what are you thankful for? What are you going to tell them? What are you going to tell them? Thanks. I don't know what you're telling. I'd tell them a lot of things. I'm thankful that God is with me. I'm thankful that he put his spirit in me. I'm thankful that he gave me the felt sense of pardon that I need. I thank God for his blessings upon me. I thank him that he has saved me from so many things that I didn't see, let alone the things that I did. From dangers that I couldn't see and dangers that I could. He's protected me. He's hedged me about, I want you to know. He's been my my rock. He's been my guide. He's kept my feet from going astray and falling and stumbling so many times that I didn't even know about. And I tell you something else I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that God gave me a voice, and He gave me the will, and He gave me the calling to preach His gospel. I thank Him for that. I thank God that He's given me a place to do it. I thank God that He's given me ears to preach it to. And I thank God that He's given me some understanding about His Word that I would not have had were it not for His revelation. I thank God that He's given me... I can't even tell you so many things. I thank God that He's given me a wonderful wife to spend my life with. And I thank Him for her. I thank Him for my family. Yes, I do. But I thank Him most of all for His Son, Jesus Christ, that He sent to die for me. He died for you all too. But I'm glad for that. But I'm thankful that He saved me from my ruin. And He lifted me up. And He put my feet upon a rock. I thank God for His unspeakable gift. And I thank God for you all. I thank God for you all. The doors of the church are open for reception of members. Let's be a blessing to someone with an attitude of thankfulness. And God bless you is my prayer.